欢呼嘅启应。
So let us have at this time, whether we here in the in this room or in sanctuary or even in the fellowship hall, let's have a joyful response to.
咁呢个欢呼嘅启应系咩咧？就系话我会讲一句说话，就系话咧主已经复活了。咁你哋嘅启应，你哋嘅应咧就系话他真的复活了。
So what does this joyful response mean? So I will be saying the word, the Lord is risen, and please, you guys, respond by saying, He is risen indeed.
要呢是一种喜乐的，要带着笑容的，因为耶稣基督呢再不是死了，他已经复活了。
And let's say it in a joyful manner, because our Lord is risen, He is not dead.
我们试一下咯，准备一下，我们先用中文先。We try in Chinese first, alright?准备了啊！主真的主已经复活了，他真的复活了啊！大家一齐嚟，主已经复活了。One more time， 主已经复活了。OK，English。The Lord is risen。
He is risen indeed。
One more time， The Lord is risen。
He is risen indeed。
Praise the Lord， Amen。我想请大家咧动一动脑筋。
So let me ask you to use your brain now.
Use your brain, okay? 帮我呢来到去解答一个以下令人费解嘅事情。
And help me solve this weird puzzle.
咁有一个人呢，佢每朝早呢都从佢住嘅15楼屋企坐升降机落到地下然后返工。
So there is a man who lives here on the 15th floor, and every day he will take an elevator from his home to work.
咁咧，放工嘅时候咧，佢当然亦都坐翻升降机嚟到去翻屋企啦。不过佢净系咧坐到咧系10楼嘅啫。
After work, he would also take an elevator up, but he will only go up to the 10th floor.
咁之后咧？佢咧就会行5层楼，上翻去15楼嘅屋企。
And then he will walk 5 stairs of level to go home.
一如是。
Every day he does that.
除非系落雨嗰日。
Except on the rainy day.
佢喺放工嘅时候咧，佢当然系坐 lift 啦。不过佢今次咧坐 lift 咧系坐到直接上去15楼。
On a rainy day, he will, of course, take the elevator again, but he will go right up to the 15th floor.
点解呢？
Why?
大家好聪明嘅。
You are smart.
点解？
Why?
我个仔知道，我个女都知道，唔准讲。
My kids know about it. They are not to answer.
大家知唔知点解？
Do you all know why?
你好想知道点解嗬？Uncle Jackie， 你成日都举手嚟系嘛？
Jackie, you know.
因为呢这个人呢他身材呢比较矮小一点。
Because this man is a bit short.
他回家的时候呢他在个 lift 里面呢只是可以呢最高呢按到个十字。
That's why when he goes home, he can only reach as far as the button for the 10th floor.
所以呢去到十楼呢他要离开个 lift, 再行5层楼回家。
That's why,When he reaches the 10th floor, he has to climb the stairs from there.
不过落雨咁又点咧？嗬
？But how about on a rainy day?
落雨嗰日咧就唔同啦。
It's different on a rainy day.
因为咧佢可以借佢个把遮咧揿到15次。
Because he has his umbrella and he can use it to reach the 15th floor button.
咁咧佢就可以安然翻屋企啦。
And then he can go home.
现在咧我又请大家咧再动下脑筋。
And I like.You to use your noodles again.
Noodles. Very good. He speaks English very well. 想帮我来到去解决一个以下叫人费解的事情。
And help me resolve hard to understand events.
有个人他在呢星期五的傍晚死了。
A man, he died on the evening of a Friday.
同一晚呢他被埋葬了。
And was buried on the same night.
咁喺星期日嘅清早，佢啲朋友咧就去到个坟墓嗰度去凭吊佢。
And his friends went on Sunday to his grave to pay him respect.
但系发觉佢个尸体唔见咗。
but found his body missing.
啊，点解呢
？Why？
啊，究竟发生啲咩事情呢
？What has happened？
啊，今朝早咧，就让我哋一同嚟到去思想呢个叫人费解嘅事情。
So this morning, let us think about this hard to understand event.
啊，耶稣嘅死同复活喺四卷嘅福音书，即系耶稣生平嘅记载，都记录下嚟。
Jesus' death and resurrection are described in the four gospel books of the Bible.
咁呢四个作者都好似拍戏一样，用唔同嘅角度嚟到去描述。
The four authors of the books, they are like shooting a movie. They use different angles to describe the event.
啊，马可福音第十六章就话到耶稣死咗之后嘅第三日清早。
In Mark chapter 16, it describes in the morning of the third day after Jesus' death.
啊，天仲未光嘅时候。
When it was daybreak.
啊，几个妇女咧就去到呢个坟墓嗰度。
Some women went to Jesus' tomb.
啊，正如阿诗班刚才同我哋唱嗰首歌嘅一样。
Just like what the hymns team sang to us just now.
啲妇女嚟到个坟墓，系准备咧用香膏膏耶稣嘅身体。
The women went to the tomb. They planned to use spices to anoint Jesus' body.
因为咧星期五嗰晚咧，佢哋唔够啱啱喺呢个嘅安息日开始，佢哋唔够时间咧嚟到去替耶稣咧嚟到好好嘅埋葬。
Because on Friday night it was the start of the Sabbath.And the women, they did not have enough time to prepare for Jesus' body.
咁所以咧，谂住咧喺星期日嘅清早咧嚟到去补做翻。
That's why they plan to do it on Sunday morning and do the rest things that they plan to do.
啊，当佢哋就嚟去到嗰个坟墓嘅时候
，When they were about to reach the tomb，
啊，佢哋都喺度谂
，They thought to themselves，
哈，边个可以帮我哋挪开？封住坟墓嗰嚿大石咧
？Hey, who could help us move the big stone that was sealing the tomb？
啊，原来耶稣嘅时代，巴勒斯坦嘅坟墓系从呢个嘅山里边掘出嚟，好似个山窿一样。
In the times of Jesus in the place Palestine, the tombs were just like graves.
咁咧呢个
just like caves。
咁咧呢个嘅入口嘅地方咧系一个大石嚟到去封实嘅。
The entrance to the tomb is sealed by a large stone。
啊，当啲妇女正喺度怀疑嘅时候，或者喺度考虑嘅时候，佢哋咧就抵达个现场。
When the women were still thinking about it, they reached the tomb。
啊，佢哋咧抵达现场之后又惊又喜。
When they were there, they were pleased but as well as frightened。
因为封住坟墓嗰个大石咧已经被挪开咗。
Because the large stone that was supposed to be sealing the tomb were removed。
咁而马太福音廿八章咧就话俾我哋听咧，系呢个嘅天使嚟到将嗰嚿大石咧挪开嘅。
And Matthew chapter 28 it tells us it was the angels who moved the stone。
咁仲有话到咧，看守呢个坟墓嗰啲嘅兵丁，罗马兵丁咧，好似死嘅一样。
It also said the guards, the soldiers guarding the tomb, they were like dead men。
喺呢度咧，值得一提嘅就系
，It is worth noting here。
天使将嗰啲嘅将嗰嚿大石挪开咧，唔系要让耶稣走出坟墓。
The angels they moved the stone not for the purpose of freeing Jesus from the tomb。
耶稣佢系全能嘅上帝
，Jesus is the Almighty God。
佢系复活嘅主
，He is the Resurrection Lord。
就算嗰个坟墓嘅大石冇滚开，耶稣基督仍然可以走出嚟。
Even if the stone were not moved away, Jesus can still come out。
冇一样嘅事情，冇一样嘅事物，冇一个人能够咧将佢困喺个坟墓里边。
Nothing and nobody can keep him inside the tomb。
天使将嗰个大石挪开咧，系有原因嘅。
The angels they moved the stone for a reason，
就系要让嗰啲嘅妇女可以进入个坟墓嗰度看个究竟。
It is to allow the women to go inside the tomb to check things out。
当啲妇女经过嗰啲嘅守卫入咗坟墓嗰时， 他们发觉耶稣基督的身体不见了。
When the women went inside the tomb, passing through the soldiers, they saw Jesus' body is not there.
咁而呢个嘅路加福音第24章就话俾我听，突然间有两个嘅天使出现。
And in Luke 24 verses 4 and 6, it tells us suddenly there were two angels appeared.
咁呢两个嘅天使咧就对妇女咁样讲。
And they said to the women.
耶稣已经复活了。
Jesus has risen.
你们应该记得他还在这个加利利的时候对你们所讲的说话。
You should remember what he said when he was still at Galilee.
那时不是讲过他说人子必须将交在这个罪人的手里面钉死在这个十字架上面但是第三天他会复活的。
The son of man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men. We...crucified and on the third day be raised again.
忽然间啲妇女咧记得啦。
Immediately they remembered.
就赶快咧去将耶稣复活，已经从死里复活呢个好消息咧，话俾耶稣嘅门徒听。
And they hurried to spread the good news of Jesus' resurrection to the disciples.
今早Kevin 弟兄同我哋所读嘅经文约翰福音第20章咧，就将呢个嘅镜头咧。放在其中一个妇女的身上就是这个抹大拉的玛利亚。
Just now, Brother Kevin read the passage for us, and in John chapter 20, the verse, then the focus is like setting on Mary Magdalene.
那么这个抹大拉的玛利亚跟其他的妇女一样将所见所闻一五一十回到去门徒所居住的地方话俾啲门徒听。
And Mary Magdalene and the other women, they went back to the disciples and told them everything that they see.
但系嗰啲门徒咧，以为佢哋乱讲嘅、乱噏嘅，唔信佢哋。
But the disciples thought they were out of their mind.
不过咧，有两个门徒就系西门彼得同埋耶稣所爱嘅门徒，即系呢个约翰福音嘅作者约翰。佢哋听咗之后，佢哋感到好奇。
The two men, one is Simon Peter, the other is the one that Jesus loved, that is the author of the Gospel of John. These two men, they were curious.
於是呢他們就跟著這個瑪利亞呢去到那個墳墓去。
So they went with Mary to the tomb.
他們想看個究竟。
They want to see things themselves.
去到嘅时候这个坟墓真係空嘅。
When they arrived, they saw that the tomb is really empty.
但係点解会係空嘅呢
?But why is it empty?
呢个空坟墓又有咩意思呢
?And what does this empty tomb mean?
同样今日你同我都要去思想一下究竟呢个空坟墓嗰个意义真正嘅意义係咩意义呢
?And today, you and IWe have to think about what is the meaning of this empty tomb.
我们对着这个空坟墓又应该作出什么回应呢
?And what response should we give to this empty tomb?
这个空坟墓怎样来去影响着我们这个的生命呢
?And how does this empty tomb affect our lives?
在耶稣基督他复活的清晨
In the very early morning of Jesus' resurrection day,
彼得约翰、玛利亚，佢哋三个人咧都亲眼目睹呢个空坟墓。
Peter, John and Mary, all three of them they witnessed this empty tomb.
但系佢哋三个都作出唔同嘅回应。
But they have different responses.
让我哋就睇下佢哋呢三个人唔同嘅回应。
Let's look at their responses.
我想问下大家，佢哋三个边一个？最先到达呢个坟墓。
Of the three, which one of them arrives at the tomb first?
约翰系啦
Yes, John.
圣经咧话俾我哋听咧，系呢个嘅耶稣所爱嘅门徒约翰。
Yeah, the Bible tells us is John, the one who Jesus loved.
唔单止耶稣爱呢个约翰。
Not only Jesus loved John.
约翰亦都爱耶稣，而且咧忠心于耶稣。
John also loved Jesus and also he is faithful to Jesus.
当耶稣被拉去受审的时候，
when Jesus was taken to be tried,
他陪耶稣一同进到这个大祭司的院子里面去。
He followed Jesus to the court of the high priest.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，约翰一直陪在这个十字架的脚下陪着耶稣。
When Jesus was nailed to the cross, John stayed with him at the cross.
耶稣离世之前，他呢还按照耶稣的吩咐，将耶稣的妈妈玛利亚来到去呢收留照顾。
When Jesus was dying, John followed what Jesus said and took Jesus' mother into his home and take care of her.
当约翰听到耶稣已经复活的好消息的时候，
So when John heard about the good news that Jesus has risen,
他很兴奋，他十分希望呢这个好消息呢是真确的消息。
He was very excited and he wants this news to be a true one.
他跟这个彼得呢就一起跑去这个坟墓了。
So he ran with Peter to the tomb.
而且呢比彼得呢跑得更快先抵达这个坟墓。
And he even ran faster than Peter and reached the tomb first.
不过他没有入去个坟墓，他只是在外面呢伸个头向里面来到去装下。
But he didn't go inside. He just leaned his head and peek, take a peek inside.
为什么他没有进去呢？
Why didn't he go in?
因为他跑得太快要唞下气。
Because he ran too fast and need a rest.
因为他怕入了坟墓的时候，里面有些罗马兵丁会捉住他。
Because he was scared that once he go into the tomb, there might be Roman soldiers catching him.
他怕呢中了罗马官府的诡计，就是说他呢是来偷耶稣那个尸体，然后呢就说给人听呢耶稣复活了。
He was worried that he might fall into the trap of the Roman government, that once he goes inside the tomb, he might be caught by the soldiers accusing him of stealing Jesus' body, so that the government might say that he wants to spread the false the lies of Jesus' resurrection.
我们不知道约翰为什么没有进去坟墓里面。
We didn't know why John did not go inside.
不过过了一阵彼得到达了。
But then, a little while later, Peter arrived.
彼得毫不犹豫的就即刻冲进入坟墓那里。
Peter, he didn't hesitate and he went right inside the tomb.
正如他的性格一样，他很冲动。
Just exactly like his character.
他呢在坟墓里面见到的情形正如玛利亚话俾佢哋听嘅情形一样。
What he see inside the tomb is exactly like what Mary told them.
包扎耶稣身体嘅细麻布放喺一边，而包裹耶稣嗰个头巾又放喺另外一边。
The strips of linen for wrapping Jesus' body was lying at one place, while the cloth for wrapping Jesus' head was placed at another place.
麻烦。那个裹尸布和裹头巾的位置的距离就形成了一个人睡了在这里一样。
The wrapping linen and the cloth, they were placed at such a position that it was like in the shape of a sleeping person.
显示呢耶稣呢好像是穿过了这些布捐了出来，留下这些胸部呢就好像一个空的蚕茧一样。
And it indicates that it seems Jesus has come through of these clothes. And these clothes and linen, they were just like silkworm cocoon.
如果真的有人去偷耶稣那个尸体的话，为什么布又会这么齐整，仍然呢保持着一个人的形状的？
If Jesus' body was stolen, how come the clothes were so neatly placed in the shape of a body?
多年来耶稣那个的裹尸布都是宗教人士和这个的科学家热门的话题。
Well, for many years, the cloth wrapping Jesus' body has been a favorite subject among religious people as well as scientists.
最近呢又再引起一度的热潮，是不是？
And recently it became a hot subject again.
希大利的刀靈有一塊傳說是曾經 包扎过耶稣尸体的布。
In Turin of Italy, there is a piece of linen that was allegedly the one wrapping Jesus' body.
这块布呢被称为呢、这个刀灵的包尸布。
And this linen
或者裹尸布
is called the Shroud of Turin.
不过我肯定咧话俾大家听。
But I can tell you for sure。
呢块布咧唔系包裹耶稣尸体嘅布。
This is not the one wrapping Jesus' body。
请大家留意。
Please take note。
呢块布咧系一块过嘅。
This piece of cloth is one whole piece。
跟呢个约翰福音第二十章第六至到第七节嘅描述。这个耶稣的果尸布和那个的果头巾呢是不同的。
It is different from the cloth or linen described in John 20, verse 6 and 7.
如果你留意的话这块布呢是一块过而且个顶头那里呢就是好像有个人的形象一样。
Please note that this cloth is one piece and at the top is like there is a shape of a face.
但是约翰福音那里告诉我们那里是有两块布。
But in John, book of John, it tells us there were two pieces.
这个不是耶稣基督那个包扎耶稣基督尸体的布。
So this is not the one that were used to wrap Jesus' body.
空的坟墓和那两块的布足以证明耶稣基督已经复活了。
The empty tomb and the two pieces of cloth for wrapping Jesus' body, they are proof that Jesus has risen.
当这个约翰见到彼得入去的坟墓时候
When he saw Peter enter the tomb,
他呢就跟着走埋去。
He ran inside as well.
他见到的情景呢就之后呢在这个第二十章的第八节就说他看见就信了。
So when he saw that, like in the book of John, verse 20, he saw and believed.
约翰不需要亲眼见到这个耶稣本人。
John, he doesn't need to see Jesus himself.
他没有见到耶稣本人，但是他已经相信耶稣真的复活。
He did not see Jesus, but yet he believed that Jesus has risen.
因为空的坟墓足以是证明是一个足够的证据耶稣真的复活。
The empty tomb itself is sufficient evidence that Jesus is risen.
今天我们当中有很多人好像约翰那样。
Today there are many of us who are just like John.
相信耶稣。
We believe in Jesus.
我们相信耶稣因为个坟墓是空的。
We believe in Jesus because the tomb is empty.
我们相信耶稣因为历世历代很多基督徒都有不同的见证述说耶稣基督在他们身上的作为。
We believe in Jesus because for the many generations we heard people who believe in Jesus they tell testimony about the mighty work of Jesus.
他们的见证证明耶稣基督确实是一位又真又活的救主。
Their testimonies prove that Jesus is really the true Savior.
今天我们呢很高兴有三位姊妹三位姊妹受浸和另外一位姊妹呢来到去转会。
Today we are pleased that we have three sisters. They are about to receive baptism as well as one sister which switch transfer to this church.
受浸的姊妹有这个张王俊体姊妹有郭恒秀姊妹和范美仪姊妹。
So the sisters who are about to be baptized here are Mrs. Chung and Mrs. Chow
and Irene.
And
转会那位就是这个梁吴瑞云姊妹。
And the one who is to be transferred is Miss Leung.
他们呢除了在上帝和我们在和我们的面前 来到去表明啊，佢哋愿意接受相信耶稣基督之外
，Well, not only they will be saying in front of us and God that they are willing to believe in Jesus。
啊，佢个洗礼嘅意义，亦都咧系表明佢哋愿意同基督耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活。
The meaning of baptism also includes that they are willing to be buried and risen together with Jesus.
啊，好似约翰咁样样，啊，我哋咧唔需要亲身见到耶稣嘅本人。
Like John, we do not need to see Jesus himself.
但系我哋仍然可以相信。
Yet we can still believe.
啊，正如耶稣基督喺呢个约翰福音二十章第二十九节话，嗰啲冇睇见嘅人。但是仍然相信的是有福的。
Like what Jesus said in John 20 verse 29, Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
今天你愿不愿意信耶稣呢？
Today, are you willing to believe in Jesus?
约翰他是一个相信者 believer.
John, he is a believer.
那彼得呢？
How about Peter?
彼得呢迟过约翰到这个坟墓。
Peter arrived at the tomb later than John.
或者因为他的年纪比较大一点。
Well, maybe he is older.
打了这么多年鱼了，他可能有这个风湿骨痛。
Well, after many years of fishing, well, maybe he got arthritis.
又因为他怕。
Maybe he is scared.
他不是怕兵丁。
Well, he's not scared of the soldiers.
他不是曾经用一把刀来到将一个罗马兵丁的耳仔或者大祭司那个仆人的耳仔来到去斩了去吗？
Remember Peter, he cut off the ear of a soldier.
彼得他很想见耶稣。
Peter, he liked to see Jesus.
但是他有点怕。
But he is scared.
因为呢他曾经三次他不认耶稣。
Because he denied Jesus three times.
他呢怕在耶稣的面前。
He was scared to stand in front of Jesus.
面对自己那个的过失。
He was scared to face his own guilt.
面对自己那个的罪疚。
To scare of his own sin.
他为到自己的所作所为，对耶稣基督所作的所为，他感到惭愧和伤痛。
He was ashamed and sad for what he did to Jesus.
虽然他很想耶稣复活，
although he really liked to see Jesus risen.
但是他不知道怎样去面对耶稣。
But he doesn't know how to face Jesus.
彼得入了个坟墓里面来到去检查这个证据。
So Peter, he went into the tomb to check the evidence.
他看到耶稣那个的果头巾和那个包扎身体的细麻布。
So he saw the linen and the cloth for wrapping Jesus' body.
其实已经足够证明耶稣基督是已经复活了。
In fact, these are sufficient evidence for Jesus' resurrection.
不过路加福音第二十四章第十二节那里说，彼得对发现的事见到的事感到非常惊奇。
But in the book of Luke 24,Peter was surprised to see all this.
他显明到他跟约翰不同。
This tells us that he is different from John.
他呢心里面有些的怀疑。
He has doubts in his mind.
似乎呢还需要多些的证据才可以相信。
And he needs more proof.
跟
着
他又做了一生人最蠢的事。
And then he did something that might be the foolish thing in his life.
就是在这个约翰福音第二十章的第十节说，他回了家。
And that is, he went home.
在事情，在这个这么重要的关头，彼得还没搞清楚之前，还没有结论之前，他就回了家。
When things are happening at their most important moments, and things are not cleared, and there is no conclusion, yet Peter, he went home.
如果他好像玛利亚那样稍微留步，就能够看见这个复活的耶稣那个的神迹。
Only if he was like Mary and stayed there for a little while longer, he would have seen the miracle of Jesus revelation.
啊，真係啊，彼得錯失咗良機，去揾到更多復活嘅證據。
Peter lost the good chance of finding more evidence.
啊，今日好多人都唔信耶穌嘅。
Today many people they do not believe in Jesus.
啊，因為佢哋話冇足夠嘅證據證明耶穌係真嘅。
They said there are not enough evidence to show that Jesus has risen.
啊，其實他们好像彼得这样没有给自己足够的机会去寻找。
In fact, they haven't given themselves enough time to seek.
啊，他们没有读上帝的说话，没有祈祷，啊，没有跟这个基督徒来到交往。
They do not pray, they do not read God's words, and they do not interact with Christians.
啊，在这个神迹，啊，发生之前，他们呢已经离开了个教会了。
And before a miracle can happen, they have left the church.
大家呢千祈不要好像彼得这样。
So please don't act like Peter.
啊，不要因为怀疑，不要因为没有给自己机会，不要因为在这个神迹发生之前呢，在这个上帝要成就这个大事之前呢，就离开了。
No, don't just because of your doubt, don't just because you can't wait that you left the church before God can show a miracle.
希望大家呢不会呢失望咁样离开。
I hope that all of us, we won't be going off disappointed.
当呢个彼得同约翰返屋企嘅时候，呢、这个抹大拉嘅玛利亚，佢好伤心啦，佢呢仍然呢留喺嗰个嘅墓地嗰度。
When Peter and John are leaving for home, Mary, she still stayed at the tomb.
唔該。聖經咁樣描述呢個瑪利亞，瑪利亞卻站在墳墓外面哭，哭的時候低頭往墓墳墓裏面看，就看見兩個天使穿著白衣，在安放耶穌身體的地方坐著，一個在頭，一個坐在腳。天使對他說：婦人，你為什麼哭？他說：因為有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪裡。
The Bible said, Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, Woman, why are you crying?They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him.
哎，唔该，转翻转头。啊，天使问咗呢个好好嘅问题，就系、是、啊，你点解喊啊，玛利亚
？The angels ask a good question. They ask, "Why are you weeping, Mary?"
啊，好明显，玛利亚咧系啊伤心咯，嗬。
Obviously, Mary is in sorrow.
心理學家話俾我哋聽，當人失去佢至親或者至貴重嘅物件嘅時候，佢就會感到咧十分嘅抑鬱。
Psychologists told us that when people lost their close families or friends or even valuable items, they might go into depression.
啊，唔該，翻去上邊嗰個嚇，嗰個經文嗰度。
Let's go back to the Bible verse.
再上一個，呀，唔該。啊，人越親或者物件越貴重嘅話咧，嗰種抑鬱嘅程度咧就越深。
The closer the family member or friends, or the more valuable an item, the depression will be deeper.
啊，從呢個嘅耶穌嘅身上，阿瑪利亞。佢曾經得到好多嘅福氣。
From Jesus, Mary got lots of blessings.
啊，佢得到呢個釋放，佢得到呢個赦罪嘅平安。
She received relief and peace.
佢仲得到呢個人生嘅一個嘅引導。
And she got guidance in life.
喺認識耶穌基督之前，瑪利亞咧係曾經被七隻鬼嚟到附上身。
Before knowing Jesus, Mary was once possessed by seven demons.
耶稣将那些鬼赶走了。
Jesus cast out these demons.
將咧瑪利亞咧釋放出嚟。
And saved Mary from this.
啊，唔單止咁樣樣啊，耶穌咧亦都咧赦免瑪利亞嘅一切罪，使佢咧心靈得著平安。
Not only this, Jesus also forgave Mary's sins and gave her peace in heart.
啊，自此以後咧。瑪利亞就同一班嘅婦女一同嚟到去服侍耶穌。
Since then, Mary and some other women, they helped Jesus.
咁咧，耶穌俾咗瑪利亞人生嘅意義。
Jesus gave Mary the meaning of life.
又好似導航員咁引導佢咧走過人生。
And acts like a navigator guiding her.Through her life.
所以当耶稣死了的时候玛利亚不单止失去了平安失去了这个领导他还失去了一个关怀爱护他的人。
That's why when Jesus died, Mary lost peace and as well as guidance. She also lost someone who loved and cared about her.
咁呢向这个天使呢、所以他、很痛苦、很伤心向这个天使呢来到去诉苦。
That's why she wept and in front of the angels she told them their grief.
但是忽然间神迹出现了。
But suddenly a miracle happened.
当这个玛利亚呢还是在这个讲说话的时候。
When Mary was still talking,
她呢就转过身来看见耶稣站在那里却不知道却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说妇人为什么哭你找谁呢玛利亚以为是看完的。就对他说先生若是你把他移了去就告诉我你把他放在哪里我便去取他。耶稣说玛利亚耶稣就转过来用希伯来话对他说拉波尼拉波尼就是夫子的意思。耶稣说不要摸我因为我还没有升上天去见我的父你往我弟兄那里去告诉他们说我要升上去见我的父也是你们的父见我的神也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说我已经看见了主他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
So Mary turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. Woman, he said, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni!Which means teacher. Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news. I have seen the Lord, and she told them what he has said these things to her.
我已经看见主了。
I have seen the Lord.
看见主正是玛利亚所渴望的。
Seeing the Lord is exactly what Mary desired.
她渴望看见主所以当耶稣被钉十字架的时候她仍然呢站在这个十字架的脚下忍受罗马兵丁的威吓。
Mary desired to see the Lord. That's why even when Jesus was crucified, she stayed by the cross, even despite the threats of the soldiers.
他渴望看见主所以纵然耶稣基督血肉模糊受尽折磨他仍然坚决地留在这个刑场里。
She decided to see Jesus. That's why even Jesus' body was full of wounds from torture, she still stayed at the scene accompanying him.
他渴望看见主所以纵然个财主约瑟攞走呢个耶稣满身鞭伤嘅身体放咗喺个坟墓里面离开咗啦。呢个马太福音嗰度话俾我哋听玛利亚仍然坐喺嗰个坟墓度 对住呢个嘅坟墓。
Mary decided to see the Lord. That's why even after Joseph the rich man claimed Jesus' body and buried it in the tomb, Mary still stayed opposite the tomb.
佢坐喺嗰度，直至到安息日开始啦，佢冇办法，一定要离开。
She sat by the tomb until it was Sabbath when she has to leave.
但系安息日一过，佢又即刻喺清晨就翻去耶稣嗰个坟墓嗰度。
But when Sabbath is over, she came right back to the tomb.
佢即日即系呢个安息日完咗之后，即时翻去个坟墓度，系因为佢想渴慕看见耶稣。
She came right back to the tomb because she decided to see Jesus.
我哋有冇渴慕、渴想看见耶稣呢？
Do we want to see Jesus?
而家我想问大家一个问题。
I'd like to ask you a question.
约翰、彼得、玛利亚呢三个，你哋本人系似边一个呢？
Of John, Peter and Mary, who do you think you are like most?
你哋嘅反应系似佢哋三个嘅边一个反应呢？
What would your reaction be like to the reactions of the three?
你似约翰？
Are you like John?
你见到个空坟墓就相信了。
That you believe once you see the empty tomb?
耶稣话你是有福的。
Jesus said, you are blessed.
因为你没看见就相信你是有福的。
Because you have not seen, but yet you believed.
你可以享受他赐给你永远的生命。
You can enjoy the eternal life that he gave you.
可以永远跟耶稣在这一刻永远跟耶稣在一起。
That you can be with Jesus forever from now on.
你似玛利亚？
Or you are like Mary?
纵然你伤心失望，但是你仍然愿意在这里等候寻求。
Even though you are sad and disappointed, but you are willing to wait and seek.
以致你能够经历到耶稣那个复活的大能，得着耶稣给你的赦罪之恩，得着耶稣给你的释放，给你的平安。
That you may see the power of the Lord, His forgiveness and the peace that He gave you in your heart.
而且你还可以很肯定的、很开心的跟人说、我已经看见主了。
That you can tell all the others happily that you have seen the Lord.
或者你似彼得。
Or are you like Peter?
你想信的。
You want to believe.
但是呢你人生太多包袱。
But you have too many burdens in your life.
太多过去难以解决的问题。
Too many questions from your past.
太多的灰心、失望、伤痛，令到你很难去相信。
Too many discouragement, disappointment, and sadness that makes you difficult to believe.
你会问，耶稣的复活真的能够洗净我一切过去、现在、将来的罪恶，医治我的伤痛，抹去、抹干我的眼泪？
You may ask, can Jesus really cleanse my sin, all my wrongdoings in the past, present, or even the future, that He will wipe all my tears?
是不是真的这么简单的？
Is it really that simple?
我可以向大家保证。
I can assure to you all.
是啊，真的这么简单。
Yes, it is this simple.
圣经呢好清楚地告诉我们听。
Bible tells us clearly.
在这个彼得前书第二章第二十四节。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24.
圣经这样说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
上翻一张， 上翻一张，唔该。今日唔系我讲嘅。
Well, today is not my words.
系圣经讲的。
It's the words in the Bible.
系上帝亲自同我哋讲的。
It's God. He speaks to him to us himself.
系上帝亲口同你讲。
It's God who speaks to you.
耶稣基督佢被挂在呢个木头上。
Jesus was hanged on the cross.
佢担当咗我哋嘅罪。
He suffered the sins for us.
系因为佢要拯救我哋。
Because he wants to save us.
佢所受嘅一切嘅鞭伤、一切嘅痛苦，系为咗要医治我哋嘅身心灵。
All the sufferings and weeping that he suffered is for the purpose of saving our heart and mind, our soul.
耶稣今日问你，
Jesus, he would ask you today,
你愿唔愿意相信耶稣呢？
Are you willing to believe in him?
今日耶稣嘅坟墓系空嘅。
Today Jesus' tomb is empty.
证明他已经从死里面复活过来。
Proving that he has risen.
我们基督教的十字架再没有耶稣在上面。
The cross that we usually see in Christian churches, there is no Christ on it.
因为耶稣基督再不挂在那个十字架上面。
Because Jesus is no longer hanging on the cross.
耶稣再不在那个坟墓里面。
He is no longer in the tomb.
耶稣基督今天已经复活了。
Jesus is risen.
他有能力胜过死亡。
He has the power over death.
他也有能力饶恕你和我的罪。
He has the power to say, forgive our sins.
他也有能力医治你和我的伤痛。
He has the power to heal our wounds.
他有能力将这个新的生命赐过给你，赐过给我。
He has the power to give new life to you and me.
使我们能够成为一个新造的人。
So that we can be newborn persons.
下一章的圣经。圣经这样讲，他说，第一就是基督照圣经所说，当为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，且显给基法，即是彼得看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看。
The Bible said,that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time.
所以不是只是三个人在耶稣基督复活的时候见过耶稣。
So it's not only three people who saw Jesus on his resurrection day.
耶稣基督向他十二个门徒显现过，一时之间向五百多人显现过。
Jesus revealed himself to the 12 to the disciples as well as even to 500 people.
今日耶稣嗰个空坟墓仍然话俾我哋听，佢系真嘅，佢系复活嘅主。
Today the empty tomb tells us he is real, he is the risen Lord.
佢能够帮助我哋每一个人。
He can help us, every one of us.
将我们的包袱。
He can take away our burden.
将我们那个的一切的困难，一切的过去，不开心，伤痛我们一切的问题，他都能够完全解决。
He can take away all our bad feelings in the past, our difficulties, everything. He can take them away.
你愿不愿意相信耶稣呢？
Do you want to believe in Jesus?
让我们低头祈祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的上帝，
Our heaven, dear Heavenly Father,
我们多谢你将你的独生子耶稣基督赐过给我们。
We thank you for giving us your one and only son Jesus.
他甘心乐意牺牲自己，死咗喺十字架上边，系为咗我哋嘅罪嘅缘故。
He's willing to sacrifice himself on the cross for the purpose of saving our sins.
我哋 感謝你，因為耶穌基督佢唔單止死咗，但係佢喺第三日佢從墳墓裏面復活過嚟。
Thank you, Lord, that only not only you died, but you also risen from the grave.
我哋感謝你，你話俾我哋聽，你係嗰位勝過死亡、勝過罪惡嘅主。
Thank you, because you are the one who has overcome death, overcome sin.
你能夠幫助我哋嚟到面對我哋人生一切大小嘅挑戰困難。
You're here to help us overcome all the difficulties we have in life, large or small.
你能够帮助我哋除去我哋嗰个嘅罪，我哋嗰个嘅过失，我哋一切嘅伤痛。
And you help us, you cleanse our sins and help us overcome our sorrows.
喺我继续嚟到去带住大家祈祷嘅时候
，And while I guiding all of us here, continue in our prayers.
大家仍然低头闭上眼睛的时候。
While all of you, please keep your head bowed down again.
我想问大家，在座当中有没有人愿意来到去相信接受耶稣基督为他个人的救主？
Is anyone of us here who are willing to accept Jesus as our personal savior and Lord?
你可以同上帝讲。
You can say to the Lord.
亲爱的上帝。
Oh dear God.
我多谢你爱我。